Already? Yeah, I am ready.
Me too.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. This was the starting words for our podcast. I want to warmly welcome all of you listening to us. This is part of a course in university. I'm a student of the University of Vienna, studying translation and interpreting. English is not my working language, so sorry for some pronunciation mistakes, but I think this is what communication is about, and this is what we are going to discuss today. What else is needed for successful communication, rather more than just language skills. And I'm very glad and thankful to have a guest here today. Her name is Mastolin, and I would like to shortly introduce her with her own words. Mastolin, she's a feminist for her whole life already, and she works for the empowerment and the development of women in trainings about law and about life skills for women. So welcome, Mastolin. Thank you for being here. And maybe let's start this conversation with a question. Could you tell us a bit about your work? What are you doing in this empowering and training of life skills and law issues for women?
Thank you. I thank you very much to give me this a chance to speak about my work and myself and the refugees, women refugees, especially women. I work all my life in empowerment and development, as you said, the woman. And I am a gender trainer now. Before 25 years, I was a human rights trainer and international law. And I am a professor in, I were a professor in Damascus University, specialized in international diplomatic law. And I was working as a volunteer in trust center, that this center is to take care of the women who are victim of violence. And it's illegal in our country because it's not allowed to establish this center, but we take the risk. And we work with women for 20 years. Till now, the center is continue its work till now. And we have a good team, lawyer and what we called it, it's physical and treatment for this woman, and we support the woman very much, and sometimes we give the woman a chance to continue their education. So I think it's most proud for me to work in this center. And in Austria, I had worked with Magistrat Gibson in Integration Abteilung, and with women refugees speaking in Arabic. Their mother language is Arabic. And our workshop was about life skills, like, for example, negotiation, communication, and how I can find a solution of the problems. Also, how I can find my strong point in myself and what my something I afraid. So always it was about how I can find good things in myself and how I can build my trust, self-trust or self-trauen. Oh, super.
Selbstvertrauen,
yeah. And now I am working with VIDC as a gender trainer, Rin, super, Mastolin, gender trainer, about gender, about empowerment, and about women and Arbeit market.
Wow, a very long and powerful journey. Which we are very interested in listening.
Thank you.
And for me, it's also very interesting that we have both point of views. First, you working with refugees in refugee centers in Damascus, And then also I've asked you before if you also identify yourself as a refugee being in this role now in Austria.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe you would like to tell us something about this, and my question in this sense would be, how was your arriving? How did you come here? What was your way?
Okay.
From Thank helping you. Refugees to being a refugee.
Thank you, but I working in Syria with refugees, not in a center, and I working with UNHCR in Syria for 10 years. UNHCR is a United Nations High Commission of Refugees. But this center was, it's like a civil society, and I was a volunteer. But in UNHCR, I was an employee, and my salary was very big. I was very rich. That's okay. Now, not like now, but it's okay. Here, when I decide to come to here, I run away from Syria because it was very dangerous for us. They arrested me twice, arrested my husband twice, because we are human rights activists. So it became very dangerous. So we run away in dramatic way to Lebanon. And we live in Lebanon and work in Lebanon with a lot of things about, for IFI, for example, and with refugees in a camping in Lebanon. And then after 1 year in Lebanon, the Lebanese authorities arrested us and they asked us to leave Lebanon during 2 days, even though they will take us to the Syrian authorities. Then we decide to leave Lebanon, and we choose Austria because we have a friends here. Friends, and she and they are a good friends, and they have this influence, and they are powerful. And they said, yeah, we can help you and support you in Austria if you come to Austria. Because before I visit Austria twice or four times for women issues when I come to here. And I know them very much, and we work together on a lot of files. And they said, yeah, you can come to Austria and we can support you. And I come to Austria and they support me till now. Mm. And they are very good friends. Mm. And when I come to Austria, at the airport, we ask for asylum seeker, and they said your passport have Netherlands visa and USA visa, because I have USA visa and British visa, and I have the same on my passport. Why you choose Austria? Mm. The policeman asked me this. And I said, because Syria is not a part of the conflict of Syria, in Syria. Mm. And he said, I don't agree with you. You can go to USA. And I said, I don't want to go to USA because USA is a part of conflict in Syria. Mm-hmm. And he said for my husband, you have a French visa. You have a French visa. Why you come to here? And he said, I come with my wife. Mm-hmm. Then they take us to Treiskirchen for 4 or 5 days, I don't remember. And it was bad experience and bad memories. I don't want to talk a lot about these 5 days in Treiskirchen. It was so bad. Then they take us to Marianengasse camp. It's in 90 district here.
I think you know better, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, here, 19, and okay. It was, it's bad, so bad.
Yeah.
And it was so bad and not clean. And then we met our friends, our Syrian friends there, a lot of Syrian people. And not of all of them become friends, of course. Mm. But till now, we have this a good relationship with them. And they are now, one of them, it's artist. It's artist is what we called it, artist Benta.
Benta,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and his wife also Benta. Until now, they are still our friends. And then I always have these skills in communication because I study at George Mason University in America about communication skills and negotiation skills. and always I can find friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the topic of human heat, friends and people supporting is a very important one. Let's go back and take this. Let's go back afterwards to this. I just want to ask you once more about the reasons of people fleeing. You said your reason and the one of your husband was a political one. What do you think about the topics of religion, about the topics of being a woman and your own sexuality? Are those also reasons you've seen a lot, you've heard about a lot that people have to go because of this or want to go because of those topics?
Yeah, there is a war in Syria. Syrian regime bombing all of Syria and the Islamic radical group bombing the rest of Syria. So the Syrian people between the regime and the radical Islamic group. And always they find a danger everywhere. Area under control regime is danger. Area under controlled Islamic group is danger. So religion in our country has a big role. In family, in law, we have a lot of bad things in law because religion. And with Muslim radical group at northwest Syria, in Idlib, for example, the Islamic group forced the woman to dress a lot of what we called it niqab.
Mm-hmm.
What you called it in Deutsch or the English?
Niqab. Niqab. We just pronounce like the this, age
like this, yeah, niqab. Not a scarf. Scarf is okay. It's similar in our country to find a woman with hijab or with scarf or kopftuch.
Mm-hmm.
But with niqab, it's not similar. It's more radical.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman and the people, and always they force the people to go to the mosque and blah, 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 to fast Ramadan. It's okay in our country. Was there,
mm-hmm.
but not like this way. So they are like Taliban, for example. So the people run away from Syria
mm-hmm.
because the regime will arrest them or bombing them, and the Muslim radical group will force them for a lot of things. So they run away from Syria, and I think they have till now the reason to leave Syria. Because no political solution in Syria, and no one want to find a political solution of Syria. No America, not America, not EU. EU is the bad part of this. We can't find a political solution in Syria. If we want to deal with refugees issue. The first step, I think, we have to find a political solution in Syria, and this solution must say Bashar al-Assad always have to go. Why? Because no security in Syria, no peace in Syria, nothing in Syria with Bashar al-Assad and with Islamic groups also. So I think it's international problem, and the international community have to find a solution in Syria. As refugees, everything you asked me before, unfortunately, everything remind me that I am a refugee. Everything, my green passport, travel document, what you called it, travel document, stateless, my middle title is without nationality, stateless, I am stateless.
Mm.
In the airport, I face discrimination. Always I check everything, they check everything because this travel document. When I have to go before, I had to go to IMS, always I am refugees, that I look for a work, not I am not looking for work now. Courses, Deutsch courses, bad Deutsch courses. a lot of things. My work, I can't work as a lawyer here.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I haven't Austrian nationality. And I told you before, I have to cut CINs. It's okay, maybe I can't do it. I have to go to the university for 2 years. Okay, maybe I can do it. I have to pass the exam. Maybe I can do it. But after all this, I can't be a lawyer because I haven't Austrian nationality. Mm. So maybe I will be assistant of lawyer. After 5 years, study, I be assistant. I don't want. So now I lose my loved work. But I have a lot of work. I love it. Like, for example, work with women, empowerment women. And always I find something I like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's also difficult, I think, to listen to the stories of discrimination and to see that this is reality. So I think I just want to keep on here on this topic and on the first points of contact in Austria. In this case, you were mentioning the IMS, you were mentioning the German courses, and you also were mentioning that you have very good communication skills and also were able to make friends and people who are supporting, helping you, and also sharing time and space with you. So what do people need which don't have that much communication skills or didn't have the opportunity to train them as you in a school? What do you think, what support would they need in this kind of situations? Why is it difficult to communicate?
The people or the woman?
Let's go directly to the woman, I think, which is our topic for today.
I think all the people the people need respect. Mm-hmm. I think they feel they have not the respect they want. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have respect in some level, mm-hmm. but not they like. So I think the respect, the same thing that people need. The women need a lot of things. Why? As a Syrian, I know that the Syrian woman who lives in cities, they got a good education. But in countryside, they haven't education. Mm-hmm. And they haven't a lot of things. They have, for example, they can't choose their husband. Mm-hmm. They can't go to the schools, and they have minor marriage. Minor marriage, we have a lot of minor marriage. You have 13 years, they got marriage. It's so bad. So the woman here wants a lot of things. Feel freedom. They haven't. They feel, always they feel that they are independent, they haven't, and they need a lot of education, a good work chance, for example, job, a good job, and they want job, but not any job. They have to find a suitable job for them, good chances, and they have, of course, to find a good way to learn Dutch, because all these courses, it's not a good way to learn Dutch, for example. And they have to know how the system works. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the system works. For example, if I have a question and go to IMS to get an answer and ask 4 or 3 or 5 employees, I got 5 answers. Different answers. They don't know. And no one knows. Mm. And I ask, who knows? You said that, and no one knows. Mm. So the refugees has not language, good language, has not good communication, has not good knowledge, has not good about how the system work. They confused. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, come on, Austria is not a good country. Oh, we have this racismus and blah, 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 blah. It's not the truth. The truth is, the problem is, no one knows how the system works. Not IMS, not social. Oh, social is a big disaster. Social is a big disaster. The same thing. So I think the refugees here wants at the first, as I said, respect, then the knowledge and the language. If they don't know how they deal with any problem with them, they go to Caritas and Caritas said, oh, it's not our work. You have to go to social. Go to social, it's not our work. You have to go to AMS. Go to AMS, oh, not our work. We have to go to diaconate or blah, blah, blah. Always no limited answer. No concrete answer, nothing. Then you have to always in yourself, to search in yourself, and you ask some of your friends, how you did this thing? And I go to OAF, and blah, 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 blah. Okay. He go to OAF, but he got another answer, always. Always, no one. I think the people work with OEF and AMS and social, they don't know the concrete answer. I don't know why. Why this system is very complicated for us? I don't know for Austrian, is it complicated or not?
I feel that it's also very complicated.
Thank you. It's not discrimination.
Well, maybe also, but but it is a complicated system. Yeah, so... just to sum up, what I hear here, the important points would be respect, would be education, and as part of education, you mentioned language. So I see there...
And knowledge.
And it's, knowledge.
Yeah, the education is not the same knowledge.
Knowledge about the system.
About the system, about everything, about the administration here.
Yes, about the administration. And the language part, there are interpreters, no? Is it helpful to have an interpreter? Do you always have interpreters in your daily life, in your administrative life?
No, I don't need a translator.
Yeah? Yes.
You speak about translator.
Yes, I do.
I don't need, because when I go to everywhere, I try to speak in Dutch. I try to speak in Dutch. When I go in a point I can't, I continue in English. So sometimes in AMS it's not allowed. Then I said to the, I don't know, Biraterin, please I don't want to speak in Dutch. I can't clear myself in Dutch. So it's okay, but a lot of people, they take with them a translator because they don't know what the problem is. And they haven't any language skills. I was very lucky. I got my English and I got my good Arabic, maybe. And I got a little bisschen Deutsch. Bisschen Deutsch is good. Yeah, okay.
Super.
So maybe I can do a lot of things myself, by myself. My husband helped me because he is translator. But not always. But in the hospital, always I insist to speak in English because I need details. Because when I come to Austria, at the first year, I got cancer. And always I have to go to hospitals and speak with doctors. And all the doctors speak in English. And they haven't any problem to speak in English. But with AMS and social and OEF, they have a problem. They don't speak in English, just in Deutsch. If I am a new refugee and come to here and go to OEF to get a Eins course, how I can speak in Deutsch? I can't. Always employee, your piraterin or pirater in AMS doesn't read your CV. No one. I knew 5 piraterin in AMS. When I go to them, when I have to go, okay, yeah, we have a work with you, for you. It's in a garden. It's okay. No Ausbildung, of course, because I am old. Okay. We have Altin Befliege. Yeah, okay. And said, last time I said, do you read my CV? And he said, no. And please read it.
Yeah.
When he read it. Yeah, it's difficult to find a job. You are high quality.
Mm-hmm. High qualification.
High qualification. You can't find that. And I said it's against the logic. Yeah. Against the logic. I have a lot of skills, so maybe I have easy to find a job. No. Here it's no. It's not the same. You are very high qualification, so you can't find a good job. And yeah, you have two lessons. You have two lessons in law and in Arabic language. And our counselor was courts. Has no one. And I said, yeah, I will be a counselor.
The next counselor.
Yeah, it's good for me.
So as next counselor, my question would be, you...
No, I think I have, before I got Austrian nationality. And it's very difficult, you know that.
Yeah, we know that language courses take a big part of it. And you were telling that the language courses are not useful to really learn the language and to take part in communication in the system and in the life. So,
why?
This is my question. I'm a German teacher as well, and I'm very interested in this question because I see that there are... many groups with very different students in it, but more men than women, and a lot of female teachers. And also, from your gender perspective, I would like to ask you about what you feel about these German courses. How would you, as a participant and as somebody in this society and seeing the problems of the society, change? What would you think? Okay. Are there real needs?
I think there is a must more one problem in Deutsch courses. Mm-hmm. First of all, the period between the first course and the second. I go to a Eins course, mm-hmm. then I stay at house for 6 or 7 months, then I go to Azvai. I forget everything. I haven't any relation with Austrian people, and I stay at my house. Always I speak with Arab people who are Arabic, so always I forget everything. I go to Azvai course, then I have to wait for 1 year to get B1s, so always I forget. Then the same with all the people, first of all. The second thing is the teachers. We have not a professional teacher to learn, to teach the language for the people who are non-speak in Deutsch, mm-hmm. for foreign people. We have a problem in these teachers. Always the teachers, maybe they are very old. They are for volunteer, maybe, I don't mm-hmm. know. Always we have a problem. Second problem, or third problem, we have these courses, the course, the material of course, focus on grammatic. Mm-hmm. I need grammatic, but now I want to communicate with people. How I can communicate with people with grammatic? A lot of Austrians, they don't know the difference between accusative and dative, but I know. Why I have to know accusative and dative, and I can't speak with you in Deutsch? Mm-hmm. It's a problem to focus in grammatic. There is no courses for Sprach, just Sprach. Mm-hmm. It's the three hours for half this for just grammatic and listen. No Horen? And no Sprachen. Okay, I can read anything in Deutsch, and I can write anything in Deutsch, but I can't speak in Deutsch. It's not a good way. It's not the correct way. Fourth things, I think, for this, they haven't a plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to go to learn Dutch. Okay, I learn Dutch, and I know I become perfect in Dutch. So what? Then what? Nothing. Nothing. They haven't a plan. Oh, how I can find a job? Go to the IMS. Then I go to the IMS. No job. Then I search on my computer online. always you have someone to say, yeah, she is good, you have to work with her. Always vitamin, I don't know what you called it. Vitamin?
B, D, I don't think. think it's the B.
Yeah. Yeah, always you have to knew a friend or someone to say, yeah, it's okay, she's good, she's blah, 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 yeah. So it's a problem. That 4, 6, I don't know what's the number. It's how they choose the people participate in the course. Maybe I am now, not maybe, it's sure, I am now 51. And I was last course, PESVI, with someone with 17. Mm. Of course, this 17 will learn more than, quick more than me. But it's not a problem. It's a problem between the relationship between me and him. We are two generations out of three. How we can find this communication between us? We can find it. And I have two. I have a magister in international law, and I find myself with someone who never in his life go to school. He was Afghanian, or I don't know, and he never was in a school. And he come to this course. And there is a lot, this is distance between me and him. I can't find this communication between me and him. Not because I am I have high education and he hasn't. No, it's age, it's education, and it's another tradition for them. So always they have this problem. I think if they want to make these courses good, I think they have to make this plan about, yeah, you have to begin at A-1s or alphabet, I don't know if begin. It's 1 year, A-1s to BESVI. No exam. A-1s, no exam till BESVI. Yeah, A-1s, A-1s, no exam, no exam, no exam. BESVI, yeah. The final exam is BESVI, but no exam before. You have to go every day to the school and you have to learn Deutsch, it's okay. And they have find just Shibrach courses, conversation. We haven't conversation in our courses. And they have to find, we will give you a course till BESVI, but after this course, you have to go to Ausbildung for blah, 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 blah. They haven't. They haven't. Oh, okay. I am perfect now in Deutsch, and I can't find a job. Why I have to learn Deutsch? For communicate with people? Yeah, it's good, but not his aim, not his goal. His goal to find a job. And the courses, let's focus on grammatic. I don't want to be a journalist in Deutsch to find passive other accusative or dative. You know accusative or dative? You don't know.
I know.
You know, okay, super. Genitive.
Genitive,
example.
Super difficult.
Yeah, I like genitive, but I don't like accusative.
I don't like dative.
I don't like grammatic. But I have to do because I have to write something in the exam. For example, the exam has not enough time. I have to write 200 words in 13 minutes. Come on, in my mother language, if I know what I have to write, I can't do it. It's not our mother language. And these courses, always we have this compose, Gito. Gito? Yeah, Gito. You go to the Habsburg Gasse schools, you find 4 or 5 schools, about 1 or 2 or 3 thousand students. Really? No one an Austrian. Afghani, Syrian, Egypt, maybe Africa. No one Austrian. It's Gito. Gito for refugees. Then after 2 years, 10 years, we have this Ghettos. Yeah, you make these ghettos. You make these ghettos because you haven't a plan. Mm-hmm. You haven't a plan to find a way. Yeah. I can go to Vahas. Send some people to Vahas. Why you send some people the same center? All of them refugees. Why? Integration is not one way. Mm-hmm. Integration is two way. Rule I have to do, and rule you have to do. Not just I know the history of Austria. Oh no, yo, I can't find it in internet. Easy. I know that you it's not allowed to get a second wife. It's normal. It's a Christian country. I know that. It's civil law. It's okay. And you have that the children want to go to have to go to school. Yeah, I know that because it's education. I know that. It's not this. It's integration. It's not this information that I have to know. No. Integration to exchange the mentality. The mentality has to exchange. Why? We are coming from countries a lot of problem have a problem with religion, have a problem with democracy, have a problem with freedom, has a problem with family, has a problem with women, with daughters. Daughter always forbidden to do everything. It's not allowed to you to come after 10 o'clock at evening, for example, for daughter. It's not allowed to get a friend. Not allowed. It's not allowed to have sex before marriage. It's not allowed. It's not allowed to blah, 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 blah. This mentality have to change. But it's not in this way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that. The daughters in the daughters and the woman have to put this top of kuch. It's not allowed to say no, I don't want. Even though after 18. This mentality you have to change. It's not enough to find a law that it's forbidden to put top of kuch in schools. Mm-hmm. It's not enough. It's not enough. The mentality has to change, not the law have to change.
Then let's go directly to the practice.
Yeah. Okay.
What I listen from this is that we have the theory on the one hand, learning things on the paper, having rules, and then on the other hand, we have not taken them into practice.
Yeah.
Also what you said about the German courses, that we focus a lot on grammar, but there is no conversation, there is no opportunity to really enter an exchange with somebody and get it used. And as I know that you are very active and very engaged with the practice and with the topic of empowering, especially women, and introducing them into the work, Arbeitsleben. Mm-hmm. So how is the practice then looking like? And also what you just said, this changing of patterns of thinking in the head of a woman or of somebody who was oppressed in a way. How do you, in the practice, work with these groups and what is helping? What are the strategies you apply?
Okay. I am working with women, Syrian women, not Syrian women, Syrian who speak in Arabic, who are mother language is Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it... there is not Syrian, it's the Iraqi or the Egyptian, mm-hmm. or like this. And I think it's sometimes it's we have a problem in funding.
Yeah, money.
Yeah. we have this project to work with women for 6 months.
Okay.
Then the fund finish, end. The project is end. We can't build on. Sometimes it's one step. Second step, no fund. It's a problem. But I think I have a lot. I am proud of my work with women because these women, not a lot of them, but few of them changed their lives. They changed
their mindset. At the Kopf too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And continue their education. Mm-hmm. And they find a job. And they have a new mentality about everything in their life. And always they said, oh, we haven't lived before.
Mm.
Mm. Now we have this new opinion, new ideas about everything, about life, about work, about ourselves, about respect ourselves, about respect ourselves as a woman, because in these countries, that countries, they always said, yeah, you are a girl, and it's not respectful, always not respectful very much. It's respect, but not very much. So they find themselves. So I am proud of this. And always they concerned me as a veteran for them. And always they ask me about, we want to do blah, blah. I have to, I want to participate in photos, and not photos. Photos course.
Mm-hmm.
Photos course. What's your idea? And I said, yeah, it's good. I always encourage the woman to find not normal things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go and find yourself. And I think they are very young. And it's my proud, because I always have a good relation with young people, men and women. Always I can find some way to make understanding with them. I don't know why. Always. Always. And it's proud. So I am proud.
I can feel it. I can feel and
see. I am always proud with my relationship between with the woman and young woman. Always I have this influence of them, and they proud. Always they said, yeah, you are our friend, you are our mother, you are blah, 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 and we like you very much.
Mm.
And always I have this smile.
And I think maybe we are here at the point of what you are making different, no? Now you mentioned they tell you, you are a friend, you are the mother, you are somebody taking care of me, so it's not only a berater. And maybe here also we can make the bridge to what we have said before, that this just making laws or teaching grammar is not where it reaches the people at the very bottom of the heart, no? I think this is what...
I have a lot of friends, religion people, and they have their religion, and they practice their religion freely, and they pray in my house, and they make Ramadan in my house. I don't make Ramadan, and I don't pray, and I haven't religion. I am only religion. But I have a lot of people like this, and I can find a way to find a good relation with them, because they have this trust of me and my ideas about everything. Because they said, you are you have a big what you called it a big big culture, and you are a big big education, big blah blah blah, and you have always reading. I am always reading.
Mm-hmm.
All my life reading and reading. So maybe they trust about a lot of me. Maybe they have this what we called it Rui with me, and always they like me.
I think I just want to repeat some words I was writing down meanwhile our conversation, and there came up Ruhe, in the very end. Then there was trust, there was encouragement. There was also this purpose and goal, giving the opportunity and having a plan of what you want with the strategies and what you want to do. Then I also have this knowledge and clarity about how the system works, how my new entorno, my new surroundings are working. Then I've written down also this feeling, freedom, feeling free. I have written down education.
Yeah.
And in the very first place, I have written down respect. So I think I want to close with this big words we have mentioned during our conversation, and I want to ask you if you would like to add a word maybe, or some final sentence from this powerful woman sitting just in front of me.
Yeah, I want to add that all the big changes in the world, the big who makes changes all the world, big changes, are the women. Always the woman has this ability to make a changes. Why? Because they are
perfect, straight
in their life, and I think they can make a change. And I think all the world has to change. This international world has to change. Okay, come on, why? Why this wars? Why this weapons? Why? Why this nuclear weapons? All the world has to change. The women are the most and important person who can make peace. Without women, no peace. Without empowered women, nothing will change in the world. Always I believe in woman rule.
Woman rule.
Sorry.
So let's close with this big word of peace and woman rule. And I want to just repeat what I've heard before. Also, you said that you often advise your fellows, the women in the courses, and you just tell them, go and find yourself. So I would say, go.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to give me this a chance to speak about refugees. I am a human being, I know that, a human being, I know, but till now I am refugees, and I am proud, always proud.
Thank you for being here and sharing your story and your knowledge with us.
Thank you.